Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
Ah, yes it is, Repco Supercars Weekly, Aaron Noonan with you. Great to have you with us as we take a quick look back at the NTI Townsville 500, and we look forward to the WD-40 Townsville Super Sprint, which comes up this weekend. A double up of racing in North Queensland. Of course, COVID affected, good news for Queensland, double round at Reed Park on the roads of the street hybrid course. Last weekend, Shane van Gisbergen was the man. Capital T, capital H, capital E, you get the point. 50 wins now in his Supercars Championship career, 10 in 2021. He is on fire and the dominant force for Red Bull Ampol Racing. And not just him, but Jamie Whincup was as well. He led 123 of 175 laps last weekend, didn't get the winner's trophy in either race, was P2 in both of them. But Whincup certainly showing plenty of speed in his final full-time season, but just not able to muster it with van Gisbergen. But then again, nobody else could. Anton Di Pasquale, best of the rest, third in both for the Shell V-Power race team and Dick Johnson Racing. So with the way it's all shaken out, championship points, quick recap. Shane van Gisbergen first, Daylight second. Jamie Whincup is actually second. 245 behind now, so 300 points available on any given weekend of the championship. So he's nearly a full round in front with six complete. Of course, we've had Bathurst, Sandown, Simmons Plains, The Bend, Hidden Valley, and Townsville 1. Townsville 2 coming up this weekend. Whincup second. Will Davison now moves up to third by virtue of a rough weekend for Chaz Mostert. Whincup has 125 points over Will Davison, who in turn has 13 over Chaz Mostert, who in turn has 22 over Cameron Waters. And then that's another big jump back. Di Pasquale now sixth from Mark Winterbottom, who had a really rough run on the weekend. Nick Percat had to go get the bus wheel for the R&J Batteries Commodore. He sits in P8. James Courtney ninth, and currently 10th is Will Brown for Erebus, just outside his teammate Brody Kostecki. Andre Heimgartner 12th, Bryce Fullwood, Dave Reynolds and Jack LeBrock is the top 15 in the championship points as they sit. Teams points, 888 flying, 3,077. DJR second on 2311. Tickford Racing third on 2168. And Walkinshaw Andretti United sit fourth on 2079. Now, one guy I mentioned who is in the top 10 of the championship, only just, but probably not many people thought he would be there at this stage of the year, is the young rookie sensation Will Brown. Earlier today, I caught up with him on Repco Supercars Weekly. Will Brown's with us on Repco Supercars Weekly, fresh from another top five, which he's starting to rack up quite nicely for Erebus. He's on the line. Will, well done on the weekend. Super job. Are you ahead of schedule in your rookie year in the main game?
Yeah, thanks for having me firstly. But yeah, you could probably say that. I wasn't sure if we'd be in top 10 the championship halfway through, and it feels pretty cool to be there.
Well, if you didn't have the aim of being, or didn't think you're going to be top 10 in the points in the championship, where did you think about now? Because we're pretty much halfway through the year with the amount of rounds and races that we've done. Where did you think you'd be, or did you go in with no real conception leading into the season of where you'd be in the ladder?
I didn't really put an expectation on or anything like that. Obviously, there was a lot of talk. A lot of people thought we'd be a lot further down, but I was thinking top 15. I thought that wasn't too far of a stretch that we could definitely do that. But to be where we are now is even better.
Tell me about your weekend up in Townsville. Of course, you get another chance this weekend with the Super Sprint added to the calendar. Pettis Commodore looked ace, looked really good on the track, very clear on the TV. I know lots of people don't like the liveries that are too busy. That looked the part, and it was fast too. P5 on Sunday, good fight with Cam Waters late in the piece. You're starting to get a little bit of momentum going, but how was Townsville last weekend for you?
Yeah, firstly, massive thank you to Pettis for coming on board. It's awesome to have them, and the car looked fantastic. We got some great feedback from all the fans on that, so that was great. But yeah, Saturday, I guess the highs and lows of motorsport. Saturday, we thought, how bad is this? We're hating Townsville coming 18th and not having the fastest car. We pretty much reverted back to a few things we learned at the start of the year, back to a different setup overnight. And, you know, my engineer Tom did a fantastic job to give me a quick car overnight when, you know, you're generally scratching your head thinking, what are we going to do? But the car was awesome on Sunday. And to have that battle with Todd and then Cam Waters late in the race, it's pretty cool to be racing against people like that. Like, Cam's obviously one of the, you know, real front runners, and it was a good, clean battle. And it's great to, you know, get some respect from those guys. And he came down and shook my hand and said it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I didn't do anything stupid. So it's just cool to be up there battling it with those guys.
When you have those sort of battles, Will, do you feel like you've been well accepted now, as you know, you're not the rookie that they can go and kick your doors in? You're actually going to stand up for yourself. You can race, you can have a car that's good enough to fight with him. You feel like you've earned respect in the first half of this year?
I feel like every year through my junior categories when I stepped up, you know, I didn't really let anyone push me around or anything like that. I like to race hard, and I sort of get enjoyment out of that sort of stuff, to be honest. But yeah, I feel like I've earned the respect of a few guys up there, and I'm not just going to get pushed around, and that's fantastic. Like I say, some of those guys have you know, a lot more years on me, and to be gaining their respect and racing cleanly with them is fantastic.
Now, you're a pretty laconic cat. We've learnt that from you, from your time in open wheelers. Toyota 86 had a bit to do with you there, the Dunlop Super 2 Series. Have you been able to still be yourself? It looks like it from the outside this year, from your TV interviews and all the stuff that you've been doing. The pressure of the main game, all the added sponsorship, PR type stuff, hasn't really blunted the personality that you've got, because you're bubbly, you're fun, you're smiling all the time. The stresses and strains of the main game don't look like they've had an impact. Have you been able to ride that out, approach it all in the same way? Because it looks from the outside that that's the case.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm a pretty simple character, as you know. I just I go racing to have fun, and I enjoy it, and that's why I started out. And you know, it's not like Erebus haven't once told me I can't say this or can't act like this or do what. They just let me go, and I'm having a lot of fun there. And like you say, the pressure, the pressure hasn't really got to me. It's just one of those things with racing that, you know, comes with being a racer. And yeah, I've just been enjoying it, and that's the main part, is just enjoying my racing. And, you know, I always say I do my best work when I'm having fun.
All the drivers have got different plans this week between the two Townsville events, 500 last weekend, Super Sprint coming up this weekend. So we have the three sprint races. You're back at work. A lot of them are spending some time in the sun or training or relaxing. You are back in the family business, are you not, at the car dealership in Toowoomba?
Yeah, that's right. Back being a used car salesman this weekend. Don't get the luxury of all those drivers sitting on the beach and chilling out. But no, it's fantastic. It's cool. I like working. I've worked for the last 6 years since I finished school, doing all of my racing, working the family business, helping run that. And, you know, that's what I'll continue to do. And, you know, I've got other plans there and stuff like that. And I still make sure that, you know, I'm concentrating on my racing, doing the best I can to prepare for that. But, you know, there's time between rounds. We're doing 12 rounds a year. You know, I can still work.
Now, we've got to give it a plug. Cars Galore in Toowoomba. What's the best deal on the yard at the moment?
I'm not actually sure. Probably one of my cars, I'd say, so I sell one of mine. But, you know, we've got plenty of cars here. I couldn't give you the best deal, but it's fantastic. The used car industry is really busy right now, so, you know, it's great for that.
Well, I was going to say, the next point I was going to make is that there's such a – I mean, new car sales are buzzing, used car sales are buzzing. There's such a high demand at the moment that things are going a bit nuts in that world.
Yeah, definitely. It's been really busy. So, yeah, it's lucky I've been able to work and keep on going.
What about this weekend, mate? Forget the used cars. Let's go on the race cars, Super Sprint. What did you learn last weekend that you can put into play so you come out stronger this time around?
Oh, I think I learned that 88 laps should be illegal. that was some long races around that place. But I got through it really good. I actually felt pretty good after the races. Saturday was a little bit harder, but... yeah, I think it'll be cool to get back to the sprint format. You know, I think they're, like you say, late 38 laps or so. So it'll probably make people that little bit more eager to make passes earlier on in the race, maybe make it a bit more of a dogfight, which will be fun. But, you know, it'll be cool. You know, we get to qualify a lot, do all that sort of stuff, and then the shorter races. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
one of the things last weekend, mate, we were so happy to see that you scored a spot in your first top 10 shootout. How did it feel? Everyone makes such a big deal about the shootouts. They're quite important from a bit of driver pride. I guess that's another box ticked on the rookie season list that you would have been aiming for.
I think that's when all our egos come out when you make the top 10. You think, all eyes are on me. I'm going to put a big lap out here. And, you know, I probably thought that as well and locked the rears at turn two and made a bit of a mistake, which, you know, put a seventh. But the car was fantastic. It was cool to get in my first top 10 shootout. I remember, you know, watching Bathurst shootouts and all that and just thinking this is the pinnacle. You know, it's just cool for you to be out there by yourself, know that everyone's, you know, just watching you try and complete the best lap you can. So it was pretty fantastic to be in that, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a special part of any Supercars race event, particularly a certain Repco Bathurst 1000 a little bit later on in the year. I'm sure you got your eyes on the big race in October. But before we go, mate, you've been at Erebus through a few years as an endurance co-driver. Now you're a full-timer. Barry Ryan's made some comments this year talking about how he's so happy with the way the team has been and the personalities and how it's all come together. What have you noticed? Because you've been in that garage, albeit not every weekend of the year in previous years. Do you feel it and see it too? It's a whole new scene in terms of drivers, engineering, a lot of new faces there this year. Is that the way you see it as well?
Yeah, well, all I have to say is I've seen Barry smile a fair few times this year, so it mustn't be going too bad. No, it's been fantastic. The Tom Moore stepping up as my engineer. I worked with him in previous years. He's done an awesome job to step up as a young bloke. You know, he's not much older than me, so it's cool for him to get that get to do that as well with myself. And George Cummins coming in as the other engineer fit perfectly right in at the team, and everyone's just gelling really well right now. And I think that's the biggest thing about teams is that they have fun. You know, the team environment on Sunday with the shootouts, I've never really felt anything like that. When I came back in, there was heaps of people in there, and the environment was just fantastic, and even after the race. So, we're really happy with what's going on.
Getting it to gel is probably the biggest part of baking the cake that is success in supercars. Yep. The other thing, too, is being in good with your team owner. Do you know whose birthday it is today?
Yeah, it's Betty's birthday, so giving her a call today. Thank you for the weekend and her birthday, so all over that.
Good man. Smart. If you said, no, I forgot or I didn't know, that would be a very bad answer, very bad answer. Will Brown, good luck this weekend in Townsville. Great to chat. Great to see you rolling along in your rookie year. Thanks for the chat on Repco Supercars Weekly.
Thanks for having me, Noon.
Will Brown, he is so full of energy, so full of life, and so full of speed in a supercar. Let's see how he goes this weekend when they let them loose again around the roads of Reed Park in Townsville. Will Brown, the number 9, Petters Erebus Commodore ZB. He'll team up with Jack Perkins later in the year for the Repco Bathurst 1000 in October. Speaking of our mates at Repco, don't forget the garage. Visit it online, repco.com.au, repco.co.nz for our Kiwi friends. It's your online digital destination for all things motorsport and automotive. And the garage itself will physically be in Townsville again this weekend, including the new Repco Pit Stop Experience Mustang. There's a half Mustang in the garage that you can have a run at with the Ultimate Pit Challenge. So you can have a crack at changing the tyres. You can have a crack at refueling. It's your chance to see if you can really match the supercar pit crews when you take on the Repco Ultimate Pit Challenge, part of the garage this weekend up in Townsville at Reed Park. Looking forward to that and having a go somewhere soon, putting a bit of sleuth skill into it for later in the season when I'm back at a racetrack. Now, July 13 on this day, not only is it Betty Klemenko's birthday, as Will so correctly pointed out in the chat with him, it's also a day in history for a couple of reasons. 1986, Volvo fans, listen up. This was your day. Robbie Francovic won the Australian Touring Car Championship on this day in 1986. The last round at Oran Park was won by George Furey for the PJ Nissan Skyline team, chased home by Peter Brock in the Mobil Holden dealer team Commodore. And also on this day for the South Australian race fans, you were at Malala on this day in 1997, one of the final rounds of that year's Shell Australian Touring Car Championship. Greg Murphy, the round winner for the Holden Racing team with two wins and a second, Larry Perkins and Glenn Seaton rounding out the podium. Of course, Malala only hosted V8 Supercars one more time the following year before the Adelaide 500 kicked in for 1999. If you don't have a copy of our brand new sensational Adelaide book, get yourself a copy. It's a ripper, 400 pages, hardcover, a photo of every car from every year's race, but so much more. Support categories, atmosphere, racing on track, personalities, review chapters of each year, a full statistics section, captions to go with the pictures that will keep you reading for a very long time. It's a ripper. Jump on the website, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Grab yourself a copy. It's one to have on the bookshelf. Now, tomorrow, next episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco is part two of my chat with former Team Australia Champ Car driver Marcus Marshall. We talk about Champ Cars, V8 Supercars, inter racing, and what he'd like to do in motor racing in the years to come. Make sure you listen out for when that one drops. Subscribe, review, rate, all those things. Then you know when each episode drops. Then you can tell us what you'd like to hear in the future, and you can tell us what you like or don't like about what we've done so far. We will take criticism well, I promise. I swear, sort of, maybe. Anyway, Repco Supercars Weekly is back every Tuesday for the latest in the Repco Supercars Championship. Listen to the regular pod every Wednesday. Enjoy this weekend's Townsville Super Sprint. If you're lucky to be at the track this weekend, drop in and see the garage with Repco. If you're not, jump on the website repco.com.au or repco.co.nz. We'll chat to you soon.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.